Lord, may your word be a lamp unto our feet, a light unto our path. May we hide it in our hearts that we may not sin against you. Thank you, Lord. I've been thinking about these verses this week. Philippians, familiar to us. I think I spoke on this not too long ago somewhere. I don't know if it was here. But anyway, it doesn't matter, does it? I remember Bishop Adler telling me one time he preached the same sermon four Sundays in a row. And the Lord would tell him, you know, that Sunday, preach what you did last Sunday. He's like, well, okay. But after about the third time, he's like, Lord, they're going to get so tired. But he said it was God. He knew it was the Lord. So he preached the same sermon four Sundays in a row. So, and if you're anything like me, I have to keep hearing stuff over and over and over again to get it, right? This is out of Philippians 4. But I rejoiced in the Lord greatly, that now at last you have received your concern from me. Indeed, you were concerned before, but you lacked opportunity. Not that I speak from want, for I have learned to be content in whatever circumstances I am. And we'll stop there. We're going to read the verses. And that is really contentment, where you are. There's a great verse in Timothy 6. But godliness is actually is a means of great gain when it's accompanied by contentment. This is out of Hebrews. Make sure that your character is free from the love of money, being content with what you have. For he himself said, I will never desert you, nor will I ever forsake you, so that we can confidently say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not be afraid. What can man do to me? So there's a lot in that, just that one verse about being content, right? And I'll never be able to experience Christ, the fullness of Christ, if I'm entertaining discontentment in my heart for where I am in life and where he has me, right? Doesn't mean that he can't move me to something else, right? But usually what I've found is he doesn't usually move me until I've learned to be content where I am, not only where I am, but what I have. And y'all know that. That is a big pull in our society, right? That success comes from having more. And so it just pulls us into this place, which even Timothy even describes as a very dangerous place, that we go after what the world is offering us and that stuff. He who has the most toys, wins, just all that nonsense, right? Because I remember, because I've been, of course, ministry, Lazarus Ministries, that's how I earn my living. I'm not, you know, paid by the church. The church supports my ministry, Lazarus Ministries, every month, and I have to raise my support, okay? There are times when I would think, well, I like to know what I'm going to get each week or each month. But then I thought, and the Lord kind of, presented this question to me. So you could do that. But isn't it more fun having to depend on me to provide for you? And I'm like, most of the time, yes. I can't say, yeah. But it really is. I mean, we get to see him just move. And prayer is just movements hearts on our behalf. And just watching the Lord come through. Usually, he loves this last moment, 12, 11:59, doesn't he? Hour. For some reason, that's just his hour. He loves that. That at the last moment of the day, you have to have it. He always comes through. But he's trying to teach us to be on the journey content, that he's my helper, right? The Lord is my provider. That's what he just said in Hebrews. So, again, we could just stay on that one thing, but that's not really what I was going to talk about. But, all right, I know how to get along with humble means. This is in verse 12. I know how to live in prosperity. In any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret of being filled and going hungry, both of having abundance and suffering need. That word secret is a word to enter in into a mystery, almost a word that where you, the initiation to get into something, right? Like if I'm going to enter a fraternity or a club, you have this initiation and you have rights that you have to do. You got to say this stuff. And that's how you get in the club, right? So Paul is saying the secret to being content is like the initiation, how you enter in to this mystery, which is a mystery is something you can't understand. You can only enjoy. And the secret is, the next thing he said, again, this is a very famous verse, it's on everywhere, written on cards, and especially with athletes. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. That word through is in. So I can do, this is the secret, that I can do all things in Christ who strengthens me. So whether I'm in a time of great abundance or whether there's a great need there. He said, I've entered into this mystery. I've been initiated. I've stepped through, and that I can do and face any circumstance because I'm in Christ. And that verse has become really alive to me over this last season that I'm in with the physical stuff I have to deal with every day. David kind of entered into this with me last week. He had a migraine, right, for a couple of days. And so it really affects you. It affects your ability to think, you know. And so the Lord, part of what I do, I have to be able to think and reason and hear and put things together and all that kind of stuff. And then when that's not really working very well, it makes you really dependent on the Lord, where you can really say, God, I can do. And that's a verse I say every single day. Lord, I received the grace to do this, and I can do all things in Christ because, you strengthen me. And that was my prayer a long time ago. Lord, make this verse real to me, right? I don't want to be something I just say. I mean, I want to enter in like Paul did. I want to be initiated and enter in into this mystery of learning to be content because they work together, right? If I can do all things through Christ, then I'm not going to experience the all things if I'm complaining, I'm grumbling, right? And I'm experiencing His, because I'm in Christ, I experience now His strength. Not my strength, but His. And just walking in that has been really incredible. And I'm just seeing the Lord come through time and time again. Right? Lord, you know, I know you're not going to abandon me. You know, I know I'm not going to be left up there alone. You're just going to do it. And I trust you. And we get really attacked in that, right? Like, man, I don't know if I can do this. I just don't feel like it. I'm wiped out emotionally. I'm just spent. All that kind of stuff. That's where we got to push through. Say, Lord, I want to enter in. I want to go in. If you can think of this door, I want to go in this. I want to experience your presence. I want to know what it's really like, right? In weaknesses to experience your strength, right? And there's some other ones that I've been really crying out to the Lord for that I really want to experience. His joy, the joy of the Lord. That's something I've kind of, you know, had little drops here and there, good, but I just want to know what that's all about, too. So then it says, and he's just right, finishing up this letter to them, nevertheless, you have done well to share with me in my affliction. You yourselves know, Philippians, that at the first preaching of the gospel after I left Macedonia, no church shared with me in the matter of giving and receiving but you alone. For even in Thessalonica, you sent a gift more than once for my needs. And they are a very poor church. One of the poorest churches who was his big supporter. Not that I seek the gift itself, but I seek the profit which increases to your account. I have received everything in full and have an abundance. I am amply supplied, having received from Epaphroditus what you sent, a fragrant aroma, an acceptable sacrifice, well-pleasing to God. And my God, this goes along with verse 13, and my God will supply all of your needs according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. And that word according is a word down from. Like that God will supply down from Christ or from him all my needs. Right? And this is not talking about just financial needs. It's talking about all my needs. All my needs come from the riches of Christ. Well, how big is the riches of Christ? Pretty big, right? Every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ is mine. Everything. It's mine. I have like this account that is endless, right? That doesn't run out of zeros, just keeps going. That's your account, that's my account, right? And to draw from that account, the Lord puts us in circumstances where we have no choice but to do that, because that's where our initiation, right? There's some initiation rules that God has, unless to enter that through that, right? And one of the rules we're checking off today is contentment, right? And weakness or whatever that is, that's what gets you in, all right? But just think of that. Your supply that God gives you is an endless one. It doesn't run out. It's not like my bank account, right, on earth. That runs out really quickly. But his is an endless supply. And that's what he's saying here. You know? He knew it wasn't those people. God was just using that. But Christ, this endless account, amen? And he'll always supply our needs from that.